From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 2nd. Quick read on what moved overnight. Five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Politics, Anwar's bloc loses control of another Malaysian state in setback. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies, and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 8BD9FD0C8E36 1LoveF1BA0C CDB6ABFC3172. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now next. Second, from Fast Company. Your high performer is checked out. Now what? One of the most difficult things to do as a manager is to deal with an employee who just isn't feeling it and remains unmotivated for a long period of time. Everyone has their days when they'd rather be anywhere else but at work. But what do you do when a direct report consistently fails to bring energy and enthusiasm to their work? I'm going to focus here on working with someone who was working well at one point, but has since checked out. Up next, third, from Fast Company. The after-hours advantage. Why your life outside of work matters. In a world where AI is taking on an increasing share of repetitive tasks, there's a higher premium on the unique perspective, identities, and experiences that knowledge workers bring to their jobs from outside of work. However, Americans are participating less in the activities that enrich these attributes. Research suggests that engaging in a hobby or activity after hours can improve workplace creativity, a key competitive differentiator for workers in the age of AI. And then, fourth, from the daily upside, from iPads to Xboxes, device prices soar as AI hoards memory chips. You thought gasoline prices have gone up? That's nothing compared with the soaring cost of memory chips, which have become not only incredibly expensive, but also increasingly scarce relative to demand because of the AI build-out. To see why, you only need to understand two things. The first is compute, the most famous component of the AI build-out. In short, it's the hardware that provides the processing power to speed up AI and machine learning. Next, fifth, from Da Shu Mei Gu Bi Ji, Uncle Stock Notes, AI Podcast, 第二日月光, RSX, 85亿美元, 资本支出于15座新厂, 大叔美股笔记, Uncle Stock Notes Podcast, 大叔美股笔记透过产业洞察, 政策趋势与财务分析, 帮助读者做出更聪明的投资判断, 同时穿插一些真实人生与幽默日常, Uncle Stock Notes shares industry insights, policy trends, and financial analysis to help readers make smarter investment decisions with a dose of real talk and life stories along the way. 大叔美股笔记透过产业洞察、政策趋势与财务分析，帮助读者做出更聪明的投资判断，同时穿插一些真实人生与幽默日常. Uncle Stock Notes shares industry insights, policy trends, and financial analysis to help readers make smarter investment decisions with a dose of real talk and life stories along the way. Listen on Substack app RSS feed appears. In episode recent episodes, up next. Sixth, from Fortune. Space AI could be Southeast Asia's edge against El Nino, if governments actually use it. A 63% chance of a very strong El Nino developing by the end of 2026 has been predicted, potentially causing severe floods and droughts across Southeast Asia. The region already has the necessary climate information, but struggles to act on it. Space AI, the convergence of artificial intelligence and space technologies, can help turn data into timely decisions. Space AI combines satellite-based Earth observation, large language models, cloud computing, and advanced analytics to transform enormous volumes of environmental data into predictive, decision-ready intelligence. This can identify areas at risk and help governments make informed decisions, such as prioritizing patrols and fire bans in high-risk areas. Researchers have already used space AI to map fire susceptibility in Indonesian peatlands and reveal the major drivers of fire risk. Satellites can process observations on board, selecting only relevant data and providing decision makers with useful information faster than traditional analysis. An integrated ecosystem that connects Earth observation, AI, scientific expertise, and trusted public institutions is needed to make the most of space AI. Singapore is already taking steps in this direction, with a newly established National Space Agency and significant investment in space research and development. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, 7th, from Zero Hedge. McGlinchey, Trump's damage to U.S. diplomacy could last a generation. $100 billion. Trump's war on Iran has added that much to the national debt, on top of the 18 American service members lost in a conflict many now see as a strategic misfire. The six-month grind of the U.S.-Israel offensive has actually bolstered Iranian domestic support, while U.S. public opinion toward Israel has slipped to historic lows. Pulling the plug on the 2015 JCPOA in 2018 set the stage. After Iran complied, the withdrawal reimposed sanctions, nudging Tehran back toward enrichment and eventually to the negotiating table in early 2026. Just 48 hours before the February 28th strike, Iran offered a pause and tighter IAEA oversight, offers that vanished when the surprise attack unfolded. The attack, coordinated with Israel, killed senior Iranian leaders and civilians, turning a diplomatic overture into a violent breach. Observers note that using negotiations as a pretext for force erodes trust in U.S. commitments, a damage that could linger well beyond any single administration. In short, the fallout isn't just fiscal, it's a credibility crisis that may shape how other nations engage with America for years to come. Next, 8th, from DeFi Education. DeFi Roundup, July 18th, ARG 1, 2026. Welcome, Avatar, to the latest edition of DeFi Roundup, where we save you time by filtering the market and separating the signal from the noise. You don't have to spend all week scrolling crypto Twitter to stay current. Market context. Another snooze fest in majors. Bitcoin has chopped around $63, $65,000 for the last 2 weeks. Up next, 9th, from DashuMegubiji, Uncle Stock Notes, AI Podcast, FOMC, Lisyuehui Yiji Yao. So, Uncle Stock Notes just dropped a new episode, and it's all about the latest FOMC meeting. They're diving into the details of the 6 Yuehui Yi, breaking down the key takeaways and what it means for the market. One thing that caught my attention is that the FOMC kept interest rates steady, which is a big deal for investors. They're also talking about the potential impact on the economy and how it might affect different sectors. Apparently, the FOMC is keeping a close eye on inflation, and they're expecting it to come down a bit in the second half of the year. This is good news for stocks, but it's also a reminder that the market is still pretty volatile. Uncle Stock Notes is doing a great job of breaking down the numbers and explaining what they mean for investors. One thing that's worth noting is that the FOMC is also talking about the potential for a recession. Now, I know some people are freaking out about this, but Uncle Stock Notes is keeping things in perspective. They're saying that a recession is still a possibility, but it's not a guarantee. And even if it does happen, it's not necessarily a bad thing. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, 10th, from Dashu, Megu BG, Uncle Stock Notes, AI, Podcast, Aerovironment Inc., AVRV, 2026, DCG Taiwu Baogao. Hey, so Aerovironment Inc., ticker AVRV, just dropped their Q4 2026 financial report. Here's what caught my eye. Their acquisition-related gains were up 133% from the same period last year. However, their SCAR segment took a massive hit, resulting in a significant loss. The SCDE segment also reported a loss. On the bright side, their stock price has bounced back by 35%. I think this is worth keeping an eye on, especially given the company's history of innovation in the drone and electric vehicle spaces. One thing to note is that their acquisition strategy seems to be paying off, at least in terms of short-term gains. The real question is, will this momentum continue? We'll have to wait and see how the company performs in the coming quarters. For now, it's worth keeping an eye on their stock price and seeing how it reacts to any future announcements. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.